Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud, and today we're talking about repentance on the deathbed. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Okay, we're still in Tractate Peah, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. If you're in the Schottenstein, that's 9b1. And now we're going to talk about rebelling and deathbed conversion sorts of things. Okay, Tane. So we learn in an early source, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, somebody that we know. Harei shehadam tzadik gamur kol yamav. If a person was a completely righteous person all his days, uva acharona marad, but at the very last second of his life, he rebelled against God in whatever way, ibeitzeh kol ma she'asah kol yamav, he has lost everything that he did all his life. Yeah, I know. Believe me, I can almost see you staring at your iPhone saying, what WTF, as my children would say. Well, you have to remember who's saying this, okay? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai spends 12 years in a cave hiding out from the Romans. And he spends it studying Talmud with his son, Elazar. And when they come out, they are so spiritually charged that when they see people just going about their normal business instead of studying Torah, fire comes out of their eyes and burns up everything. And God says, look, guys, this is the natural way of the world. You can't, you know, run around burning things up just because people aren't as righteous as you. Go back in the cave for another year and cool down. So they do. Okay? So, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, you just have to kind of think of him as an extreme subset of one. I mean, he does some great stuff. He's a great teacher, but I'm not surprised that he's the guy with this incredibly harsh point of view. You kind of have to get to know these fellows. All right, so Matam, what's the text for this? Uveshuv tzadik mitz Yaakov yasa avel vagomer. All right, this is Ezekiel 18:24. And as usual, we'll just take a look at it a little bit more in context so that we can, see what it says, right? So too, if a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does wrong, practicing the very abominations that the wicked person practiced, shall he live? None of the righteous deeds that he did shall be remembered, because of the treachery he has practiced and the sins he has committed, because of these he shall die. So, again, this is a really extreme sage, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, quoting a really extreme prophet, Ezekiel, who has his own versions of visions, right? And so it's not surprising that these two are grouped together. All right. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar. So now we have a different view. Now remember, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon bar Lakish, is Rabbi Yochanan's study partner and closest friend. And he starts out life as a gladiator, which is like completely antithetical to Judaism. So I don't think we're going to be surprised that he is going to be a little more lenient in this regard than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay? So he says that this teaching of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is not speaking about a person who's on his deathbed and turns away from his faith for whatever reason. He's bitter, he's lonely, he's sad, he's in pain, who knows? So what Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is saying is that the sinner repents of all his good deeds, and whatever he repents of his good deeds, God takes them off the ledger books. Okay, which that makes sense. If you live your whole life one way and then you publicly disavow that way, then there's no reason you should be getting credit for it. All right? And if you're in your Schottenstein, we're in 9b2 now. Hare shahaya adam rasha gamor kol yamav. If a person was an absolutely wicked person for his whole life, uvasof asat teshuvah, and right at the end, he repented. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mekablo. The Holy One, blessed be He, receives him, accepts him. Mata'am, and what is the source for this? Uvishuv Rasha Me Rashato Vagomer. If a wicked person turns back from his wickedness, he shall live. And that is Ezekiel 33:19. And the text goes on there to say, your fellow countrymen say, the way of the Lord is unfair, but it is their way that is unfair. When a righteous man turns away from his righteous deeds and commits iniquity, he shall die for it. And when a wicked man turns back from his wickedness and does what is just and right, it is he who shall live by virtue of these things. And will you say the way of the Lord is unfair? I will judge each one of you according to his ways, O house of Israel. This brings up the very sticky wicket of whether Hitler on his deathbed repents of killing 6 million Jews and God knows how many soldiers, and gets into heaven. Hard to swallow that one. We always want to leave the door open for repentant sinners, but I don't know, the math just isn't adding up right there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, V'lo od ele koha abe roche asa hen nachshavin alav. Not only that, but all the sins that he did are counted as good deeds. Holy crud, mata'am, and what is the source for that? Morvo halot kitziot kol bigdoteha. Myrrh, aloes, and cassia are the fragrance of your garments. Kol bigdot shebagdata. Be all the betrayals you committed against me, harehen kamor va'ahalot uvekitzaot. They are now like myrrh and aloes and cassia before me. Now you have repented. Ouch. All right, I'm going to have to leave you to tussle with that until tomorrow. Bye.